Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I get your zip code to pull up your account?
Yes, it's 24219.
Okay, may I get your first and last name, please?
Yes, Kathy Fleener with a C.
Okay, Ms. Fleener, can you verify your address for me, please?
It's 418 Wood Avenue West, Big Stone Gap, Virginia.
Okay, thank you for that verification. I do see here that you do have our Complex Keto Burn as well as the Complex Keto Cleanse. How can I help you this morning?
Well, I'm a little confused on the charges that's on there. I thought this was going to be just a 60-day supply and there was no obligation for anything else.
Now, when you first placed your order, when you initially placed your order, Ms. Fleener, now by you just paying that postage, what were you saying?
That was it. Mm-hmm. No, go ahead. I paid postage.
Yes, ma'am. You paid the postage price of the $6.59 and $7.49. Now, however, on your website's checkout page before you could proceed, the terms and conditions were listed there explaining if you did pay those promotionary price, those terms and conditions that were listed there. Now, I did give you a 14-day trial to go ahead and receive your Complex Keto Burn as well as the cleanse and begin to start trying both of these items out. Now, once your account, Ms. Fleener, didn't get closed within the 14 days, it does charge you the full retail price for your Complex Keto Burn, which is $89.65, and also the full retail price for your Complex Keto Cleanse, which is $87.43.
Well, that's ridiculous, and I didn't see it, and my credit card's already been stopped, and they're not paying, so you can cancel it, but you're not going to return my money.
Okay. Now, the products have already been paid for. Now, if you'll give me just a moment, I'll go ahead and make sure that your account is closed so that way you're not receiving any future charges or any future shipments, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Fleener, I do have a cancellation number for you to write down.
Okay, hang on. I get the pen.
Okay, just let me know whenever you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. It's going to be 46, C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
The number 5,
mm-hmm.
C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
4, A as in Apple.
Mm-hmm.
701.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
Now, Ms. Fleener, if you'd like, what I can go ahead and do for you just as a courtesy, because it does sound like you weren't aware of those terms and conditions that you signed up for. Now, I can issue back a 35% refund to your account for the last two charges that you did receive.
On each one of them or total?
On each one. It would Yes, ma'am. If you'll give me just a second, I'll give you those prices and how much those refunds will be back to your account.
Thank you.
Okay, now the first refund would be $30.60. That is a 35% refund of your $87.43 charge.
Mm-hmm.
And then your second refund is going to be $31.37. That is a 35% refund of the $89.65 charge that you received.
Okay. All right. That'll take care of my ignorance for not seeing the whole thing, I suppose. And I thank you for doing that.
You're welcome, Ms. Fleener. Is there anything else that I may help you with? Now, those refunds, it's going to take about 3 to 5 business days before you do see those funds go back to the account, okay?
Yeah, that'll be fine. And what did you say your name was?
My name is Shani, and I spell that S-H-A-N-E-Y.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much for
your help.
All right.
You're very welcome, Ms. Fleener, and thank you again for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You too, dear.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.